This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We love Gambo. Let's make that clear. Come on, Bart. Like, you love him.
I do.
Because he loves to go toe-to-toe with you.
Disagrees with his takes half the time.
That's my guy. He's a New Yorker originally. We came up together in the biz at Newsday together, believe it or not, out on Long Island. And he's made himself a career out in Arizona now, out in Phoenix. He is the voice of sports out there on 98.7 Arizona Sports. But that is the news, is the Kyler Murray contract extension, which if you're any quarterback, if you're Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence,
Zach Wilson, looking at the Jets.
wait, maybe more of mom's friends are like, who was the one, Suzette, who yesterday was like, no.
She's like,
wait, how much did Kyler Murray get?
Yes.
Got to think about it. Bart, it is hour number three of Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. When it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Oh, yes.
It'll be time, Barsha Damas, but not just yet. It is quite the story. But as we said earlier, if $230.5 million, for 5 years is the extension for Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
160 guaranteed.
Yeah.
$46.1 million average, which is second highest only to Aaron Rodgers, was 50. That's if you're Lamar Jackson. All right, well, that's the floor.
Yeah.
Right, if the ceiling is Deshaun's, fully guaranteed 230.
Yeah.
This is the floor.
Yeah.
So if you're Lamar, like how – you have Raven blood, so yeah. I will ask you. With training camp set to open in a week, less than a week for some teams, should we be expecting Lamar Jackson and an extension with the Ravens to be announced at some point in the next couple of days?
Next couple of hours. I expect something like tonight. You don't just walk. Listen, let me tell you something. What happens when you are called over to the facility when you ain't supposed to be at the facility? He wasn't just going over there to go get a pair of cleats, go train before camp. They call you over there because we've had those discussions. And usually, you're usually going over there to sign. But because Lamar Jackson represents himself, he's going over there to negotiate. Opposed to when you see a player walking this late in camp and you know that they're discussing their contract, it's usually to put pen to paper. But he has to go over there to negotiate in person because they probably want to sit across the table and say, hey, man, we ain't leaving here. Much like you do with your agent, we ain't leaving here until we got a deal, until we figure something out. So now Lamar has to be that. Yeah. Days.
When?
Days. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait. You said tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised if tonight. No, I'm not. I wouldn't be. You don't walk over there. Anybody that's ever been in negotiations know that when we personal, that means because we about to do something. Because we could have had this conversation over the damn phone, especially with FaceTime. It would have been just like I'm there. We could have did this in the metaverse.
They've talked so – I mean, I imagine they've talked so much that it's probably
– they've had the parameters.
It's probably
years and guaranteed.
But this has set – this at least has set
– it's years
and
guaranteed.
You can't get any lower than this.
Yeah,
you cannot go lower than this.
What he's probably fighting with the Ravens is years
yeah.
and guarantees.
Well, now is there a max on the years? What's the max? Is there a max like
in the NBA?
You can't do anything longer than a 5 year. Is there anything?
Mahomes did 10. Didn't Mahomes do 10? So we know it. We know at least it's 10. They could do 10 years with Lamar Jackson at $46 million a year. So they can do 10 for $460 million.
Do you really, Bart? Now, honestly, and I know you love the Ravens. But I need your honest take on this.
That would be a discount.
You would do a 10-year deal.
That would be a discount.
With a player that, as you know, with the style
okay.
of play,
okay.
could be more susceptible to an injury than a pocket passer. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're not.
You're the expert.
You're not. But he's only missed games one time. And it's not because somebody hit his ankle with a high ankle sprain. It's not because of knee. It's not anything catastrophic like that. He doesn't take hits. He falls down. And even when he does get hit, and you look at him lately, he's put on even more weight. So he's not like walking around like Teddy Bridgewater or Pat White who got knocked into baseball. You talk about a guy again. I say Pat White got hit by the Pittsburgh Steelers on the sideline and fell down as a football player, woke up as a baseball player. He walked straight to the locker room and put on a Kansas City Royals hat 20 minutes later. Like, man, I'm going to play baseball. Y'all can have this. But Lamar Jackson's not little like that. He's a little bit over 6'2", and now he looks like he's put on some weight. So I think he's fine. He's bigger than Michael Vick. Michael Vick, nobody ever said. When did Michael Vick get hurt from running? I'll wait.
No, yeah.
He's bigger than Michael Vick. He's faster than Michael Vick. He's hard. People, when they tackle Lamar Jackson, are just happy they got him down. You know, so, like, I wouldn't be – but that would be a discount because guess what? Joe Burrow's probably going to go first, and he's going to take it to $52 million. Then Herbert's going to push it to $55
million. Jeez.
Right? Like, am I wrong? Like the people, and then
no,
if Trevor Lawrence,
especially
Trevor,
when you consider the amount of money going into this league from Amazon TV. And what they're doing, Apple apparently is going to have Sunday Ticket. That's the latest on that.
So just imagine, like, who's next up? Joe Burrow's next on deck, and he's going to push it higher, and then Herbert push it higher, and then okay, what if Trevor Lawrence with Doug Peterson is the truth? He was a generational guy, higher. So now we could be at $60 million a year. In the next 4 or 5 years. So you might want to give him a long deal because if you want to give him a 5-year deal, when that 5-year deal's up and he's only 30
cheap.
Years old, he's going to want, what's that deal? What that next 5-year deal is going to be? It's going to be 5 for $300.
It's going to end up looking like a very affordable.
Right, 5 for $300. That's why Kansas City was so smart for signing Patrick Mahomes to 10 years for $450 million.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jose is in Brooklyn, wants to sound off on this. What's up, Jose?
What's up, fellas, man? I'm thinking of a career change. Maybe I should start throwing the football a little bit, man, at 48.
Hey, man.
Making a lot.
Hey, man, you can be like Shane Falco in case they have a lockout. You can go get that bread.
I'm trying to tell you, man. But, yeah, you got to pay Lamar. I think it starts at 50. Going back to something you guys said as far as, you know, receivers maybe not wanting to play with them. I don't know if that might be true, but Baltimore builds teams a certain way. They really showcase defenses. That ultimately is what wins for them, a great running game. And usually, you know, they had a competent quarterback, but no one, you know, not a guy that really, you know, shook the earth in Trent Dilfer. So I know Ozzy isn't the general manager anymore, but I think them – and the Giants as well, man. They build their teams a certain way, real old school.
Yeah.
That might be what they want. Lamar Jackson is what they want, a guy that can help the running game, can make the game, can make the throws when he needs to be. He can win games for you, but ultimately they're going to lean on that defense, man. And I don't blame them.
Well, you know, I know more than better than most, being I was there for 7 years. So Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback that the Ravens have ever had. Like, Joe Flacco was number two. It's not like it's a young franchise. It came in inception in 1996. So, like, Lamar Jackson is the best. Look, I'm looking right now. Lamar Jackson has a 71% winning rate, only second to Drew Brees and only second to Tom Brady and I think Patrick Mahomes. Like, the dude only has, I think he just got over double-digit regular season losses. Like, so he's a winner, too.
Yes.
So when you look at it, like, if you're going to hit your wagon, you might as well hit your wagon to that. Because if you don't have Lamar Jackson, who's out there even in the league that you can say that's, you know, better than him? Especially with the weapons which they give him.
Wasn't he out of the top 10 when it comes to ranking?
Yes, which is hilarious. The fact that they have Dak Prescott, who has one playoff win, ranked above Lamar Jackson, who was the MVP of the league and is younger. Asinine. That's what I'm saying. Some of these people that do this stuff, listen, don't listen to all these people. I tell you all the time, I lie on you. I'll never lie to you. So when I tell you that Dak Prescott ain't top 10, damn it, I don't care if anybody outside of Jesus Christ or Moses tell you, it's the truth. Listen to me. Don't nobody know more than me. I don't know why. I be trying to be modest. I be trying to be modest. But half these dudes that they get these opinions from, guess what? I used to throw them in a cold tub when I was playing.
That is true. So that is Bart Scott. I am Alan Hahn. We are Bart and Hahn at ESPN Radio.
I'm tired of being modest, man. I ain't modest this year. I'm taking names, and I'm naming names.
Well, again, you've been right a lot of times.
For years.
Yes.
And I'm tired of being modest.
We had John Gambadoro from Arizona Sports 98.7 earlier in the show, and he gave some interesting details, though, on how this deal got done with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, I believe, wanted 6 years. They settled on five. Initially, the agent was talking about a four-year deal. The deal got done at 1:30 in the morning last night. Burkhart was in Dallas. He's actually in New York right now. He flew to New York at 6 o'clock in the morning. They got the deal done at 1:30 last night. I mean, you're the Cardinals. What are you supposed to do?
That is a fair question, though, Bart.
You'll have to give him more money than Deshaun Watson. He can't make that claim. He cannot go in there. Kyler Murray can't walk in there. And also, and Kyler Murray can't walk in there. His agent can't walk in there and say, well, he deserves more than Deshaun Watson.
I didn't hear that the first time around. So Kyler Murray was in New York? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Man.
Right?
Probably in the Hamptons doing some hookup stuff.
Yeah. That was kind of interesting. So he was in New York, got the deal done, and now they are locked in with Kyler Murray. And as we continue to wonder, how soon till Lamar Jackson and his deal gets done with the Ravens, when you consider there's probably now pretty good parameters there. Kyler Murray's deal is now the floor, and what Deshaun Watson got from the Browns would be, I guess, the ceiling. So somewhere in there is what Lamar Jackson and the Ravens should be discussing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we got your calls. We want to get back to the conversation with you. And also, in the NBA, it's gotten real quiet on the trade front. But Donovan Mitchell is still out there. The Jazz still haven't decided what they're going to do and who they're going to do it with. And one analyst, one insider tells us, if you're a Knicks fan, you might need to be patient. And I know that's not an easy thing for anyone in New York to be. We'll discuss that after Bart tells you about O'Reilly.
Yeah, I'm going to be real patient with this read, too. I'm going to take it to 220. Have a car problem? No, I'm not just playing.
Come on.
Have a car problem?
We need to hear about this story.
But don't know where to go? Maybe it's miles away from home when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, they take all the guesswork out by finding you a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you or visit O'Reilly.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair service center nearby for your repairs. Music out of live read. I'm from New York.
That never gets old, by the way.
Stotch loves when Bart reads all the way through to, yes, that part. Music after live read. Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn.
Literal man. That's
Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. I don't know what to do with this. Let's start with this part of now into some NBA conversation. And of course we have your calls as well. And Bart, the Donovan Mitchell, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, like these are guys that might not be with the teams they're with right now when season opens. The season training camps don't open until late September, early October. Okay? So we're still 2 months. But in that time, it's gotten real quiet, and it sounds like, at least for some people, that it's going to be quiet for a while, as the NBA hasn't had a true off season in a couple of years because of the pandemic and the schedule sliding. I remember the bubble. We were in the bubble two years ago. Playing basketball.
Yeah, wow.
This time. And last year, the finals were just ending, and you were getting into the offseason in August. So it has been a short and non-existent offseason the last couple of years. So this August is coming up in 2 weeks is the first time a lot of NBA people can just shut it down, get on vacation, do whatever they want to do before now focusing on next year. So with that in mind, with things being quiet, Brian Windhorst feels like on the Donovan Mitchell front, things are going to stay quiet for a while.
Donovan Mitchell's situation is really headed towards a stalemate, Greeny. The sticker shock is out there for the price that the Jazz are asking. And the Jazz are like, look, we are in no rush. We're going to sit back and wait for you to meet it. The teams are like, we're not going to increase our prices. And Donovan Mitchell is not pushing it. So I hope everybody enjoys their summer.
Well.
Yeah, man.
There's more. Because there's a a radio host in Utah whose name is Patrick Kinahan. Mm. And he apparently is saying today on a podcast, I think he just did, if not his show, that he's been receiving text as we speak that the Donovan Mitchell deal is done, working out final details, but it's not completely done. But I guess it's agreed upon, but not done.
Damn, Pat Riley. Damn.
You never know.
No, I want to say that because
I think it's draft picks.
Like, it's a reverse type of put it out in the air.
I see what you're doing. Yeah, now, look, listen, let me be clear, Bart. You heard what Wendy said, and Wendy's connected. Mm-hmm. We have not heard from Woj, and no one knows more than Woj. So I'm not willing to jump the gun on any of this stuff yet, and I certainly haven't gotten any indication. This is not 711.com. I'm just saying it's a Utah sports radio host, so it's somebody that you would think, at least on the Utah side of things, should be plugged in.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm only just seeing this in the last half hour or so. A lot of Knicks fans are sending it my way to say, what do you think? What do you think? I've heard nothing. I'm going to be honest with you. I have not gotten a hint or indication at all. The only thing that I can tell you is that in the last week, all I've kind of heard is the Knicks feel pretty confident that when there's a deal to be done, they'll make it. That's all I can tell you. But I don't, you know, do they want to pay top dollar? Do they want to give up everything, you know, for, you know, I know that that's something that is, you know, they're trying to get as fair a deal as possible, but they certainly know the going rate is going to be expensive. They're not afraid to spend the draft capital it's going to take to get this player. I thought it would. I really thought this was going to drag into
the core.
Well, the core part is, I mean, what core do they have? But I thought this was going to take us into September. I really did. I had a feeling this was going to be, you know, revisit September where we're a little more urgency about getting into camp. Now, you know, are the Heat involved?
Is it a three team?
And is that, you know, is the Heat the team that is going to strike here and push the Knicks out of it? I always warned you. I would go back to April, listen to our shows. I told you then, keep an eye on the Heat. So I don't know. I have not gotten any indication. So I'm just saying it. But I wanted to lay it out there, Bart. I wanted to put it out there that this is being said by someone that you would think might have some insight. So we'll see. But now, I got to be honest with you. I'm like anxious right now. I almost want to like, I want to like say, just finish the show for me, Bart. I got some calls to make. You know what I mean? I'm a little like, I'm serious. Like, I'm kind of a little bit on edge right now because I'm in that need to know place and I can't find out if I'm talking.
Yeah. You got to start hiding in bushes and stuff again. Start listening to ear hustling.
Yeah. Ear hustling is always the way to go. But usually it's when it's time to know, you know, right?
Yeah.
Usually when it's time to know, you know. And as I said, I always put a lot of my trust in Woj because there's no one more connected than him. It's just the reality. And Wendy, too. Wendy's great at, and he wouldn't have, now that what we played for
he
you.
He started as Utah.
That was this morning. So he wouldn't have said that this morning if he knew something was up. Because remember, he's the one that did the, why would they do that? You know, about Rudy before the Rudy Gobert trade went down. So when he kind of has an indication that something could happen, he would tell you. But him saying it's time to shut down, enjoy the rest of your summer, that's kind of the same feeling I was getting.
I mean, it kept
so this is a very odd report out there. So I don't know, man.
Leading to a Effort Fridays or Fantastic Fridays, depending on how you love.
Is that what Fantastic Friday? Is that what we need, a Friday? Look, I'm all about dumb. You know me. I'm at that effort point when it comes to these picks. I got me and Les Snead are simpatico.
Yeah.
You know, all these people talking about, no, save these picks. You're good at it. No, man.
None of those picks.
Draft picks are the currency of hope.
Yeah.
And the hope of that currency can buy me a player that I already know what he is.
That hope has already got you Neil Akina, Kevin Knox, Obi Toppin. You know what I'm saying? We know what that currency of hope gets you. It ain't got you much productivity.
Well, no, but the currency part, draft picks are still value, as it's like money. So instead of having cap space, I got the picks to get a player that I want. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm good if it can get me him. What you don't want, obviously, is now to gut your roster. That's what you don't want. So it's really curious to see if business has shut down and we don't see any movement, or is there one last thing before we head out to vacation, right? One last thing before some of these front office guys say, no, I'm turning off my phone for a couple of weeks. You know, that remains to be seen. But Wendy says no. Wendy says this is going to be a bit. Enjoy the rest of your summer. So we'll see where that goes. But as far as like Kevin Durant, Kyrie, they're not on the move. They might not be on the move for
crazy.
A while.
That's crazy.
But, Bart, could you see a scenario where those two guys go back next season and play?
But the thing is, if they go back and they say, okay.
How awkward would that be?
Listen, but if they go back, listen, stranger things have happened. If they go back and they say, all right, man, we just got to play a little bit. We got to play. We're going to get traded. If I'm Ben Simmons, I am playing like it's game 7 of the NBA Finals every single game to show them that you want to stay with me, that it's okay.
Mm. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On this, on the NFL, and more. And also coming up, we hear from an MLB expert who's going to explain to us. Like, remember when I said Juan Soto's got to go to a major market?
Yeah.
Right, a major, big, it could be important for baseball. He can control it. But this expert tells us why Juan Soto is probably unlikely to go to two major franchises. Hmm. Why? I got to find out next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what Bart, you really plot, want from a Nick?
Bart, the plot thickens.
Hey, yo!
Listen to this. Donovan Mitchell, a short while ago, it's actually a couple hours ago, actually, I can't believe I didn't see it, but of course I'm doing a radio show, tweeted, God is good, with prayer hands.
Damn. How long ago was that?
I think 2 hours ago. I hate not knowing, man. I hate not knowing. And I'm just, during the break, I sent out a whole bunch of texts trying to get just some kind of indication if there's anything real or is it just, you know, more of the same. Like I said, when Wendy tells me, you know, like you said this morning on Get Up, you know, settle in, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Not much expected to happen. I would think he would know.
So I mean, he's the one time.
He's the guy famous for the, you know, Utah. Why would they do that? You know, that whole thing.
What did the Mighty Ducks say? That one time. Always one time. Can't get them all, Alex.
We shall see. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. I just want to be on the air for this. You know what I mean? Like, I love being on the air when something like that breaks. So yeah. I just don't want it to happen when we're already off the air. It'll drive me crazy. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Gary's in Jersey. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just heard about Donovan Mitchell going to the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks have a great youth movement, and I think this guy Grimes is going to be a superstar eventually. Mm. And my thinking is you get Donovan Mitchell, he's not going to take you to the promised land. So giving away all the youth and 7 picks is basically a waste. That's just my opinion. I mean,
yeah, I hear you, Gary. I mean, I've watched Quentin Grimes, you know, since he's turned pro. I've watched him a lot in the summer league. I don't think he's going to be a superstar. Is he going to be a good player? He could be a good player, like a good player. He's not better than Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, Donovan Mitchell, by the way, is only 2 years older than him. Like, he's not that much older than him. You know, you're talking about throwing away youth. The kid's 25. So, you know, like the Knicks don't have a player as good as this guy. He's a three-time All-Star.
Yeah, he'd be the best player on their team.
Yeah, immediately. Immediately. So if they get him, that's the key. Now, another big name player in a different sport is Juan Soto. And the Nationals, like as the story goes, the Nationals are now shopping him around because he is not accepting any of these contract extensions they keep offering him.
Oh, Bodie.
But what do you think of this? So of course Juan Soto went to All-Star. He won the home run derby. And you know, he didn't want to talk about stuff. He was uncomfortable with it. And that's great. But so Scott Boras told Sports Illustrated that when Soto was leaving for LA for the All-Star game, that the Nationals didn't give him a flight. Didn't charter him a flight. Like most teams do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, All-Stars. Yeah, we'll get you a flight. We'll send you out there.
You'll use the owner's plane.
Whatever it is, right. In fact, he flew commercial.
Oh. Well, it better not be Spirit Airlines. If it's Spirit Airlines, we out. We're not sponsored by Spirit, are we?
No.
Okay. AKA Soul Plane.
And probably not now. but all right, so there's that part of the story, which now things are getting like serious between them. Like you want to get that petty
because
he turned down there. All right, you don't want to treat him right? Fine. But we were saying the other day how, look, the teams that should be in on this are the major market guys. The Mets, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Astros, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers. Buster Olney, our good friend and our ESPN senior writer and Sunday Night Baseball reporter, he was on KJM, and he took two of those teams out of the running.
I still think that in the end, both the Dodgers and the Yankees will look at this in the same way and say, you know what, we love the player. We would be interested in having the player with our team, but are we willing to give up the boatload of prospects that it would cost, knowing that he's going to be a free agent 2.5 years, knowing that Scott Boras would have all kinds of leverage? Guys, Soto's contract, clearly, after turning down $440 million, it's going to start with the number five. It's going to be $500 million plus. And so I don't think the Yankees or Dodgers and how they're run are necessarily going to be the teams that are going to step up and say, we want to give up prospects and we want to give that contract.
Wow. The Yankees and Dodgers wouldn't want to be in on that. And the idea that an extension will start in like 500, so half a billion dollars for a 23-year-old star.
No.
And so you take those two teams out of the equation.
I love Buster.
Especially if the Yankees have got to pay Aaron Judge.
I mean, I love Buster, but like, I don't know if it necessarily has a star with a five unless it's a 15-year deal.
Well, he just turned down $440 million contract extension, so it only goes up if he's not taking the 440. Now, I also think, Bart,
ten for 440 could be something at 40 million. Depends on what number he wants to be stuck at and what options he wants in his contract.
Yeah, I do think that it's also to do with, I don't know if the Nationals are going to, like, they're going through an ownership change. Can I trust what you're going to do in the next 15 years? Do I really want to lock myself in with you? If I don't know if you're going to build a contender, like, I don't want to be stuck here and we're not winning every year. Like, I still say, that's why I said Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Astros, Cubs. Well, maybe not Cubs, but those are the teams that every year are always in contention because they're willing to spend. They're always willing to do whatever it takes to upgrade and be competitive. Right, those are the teams you would want to go to, and I would put the Braves in that conversation now too, and yet the Nationals are not a team like that. Not if they're being sold. I don't know who you're selling to. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the plan is. So maybe, you know, is this some of the thinking of why he turned down this money? Because I don't want to be stuck here.
And it's crazy, man. Because when you say that, right? Remember when the Marlins were sold and they brought in the group with Derek Jeter, and the first thing they did was they got rid of their high-priced players and started, you know, selling off their assets. Seemed like this they were trying to lock up one so Soto can make the franchise seem more valuable. As we just saw, like, the Broncos, before they sold, make sure that they made the big trade for Russell Wilson. So I wonder if this is really hurting their plans, because now they may not sell for the price that they thought they would sell because they don't have the assets as far as a young talent to make it worth that.
Let's continue. We're getting some calls here on Donovan Mitchell. And again, I'm looking for information. I'm looking for text, man. I'm looking for, like, confirmation. If there is something going on today, I always say, well, there's smoke, there's fire. If there's something going on today, I need to know before the end of this show. That's where I'm at. Like, I'm not led to believe there is anything going on today. I have no reason to think there is.
So why did Donovan Mitchell play alone then?
God is good.
What's with the God is good?
Yeah,
what else happened in his life today? What else happened in his life today?
Exactly.
So maybe, who knows? Maybe he was just driving in his car and like he had to swerve to get out of the way of something and just avoided a bad accident. And it has to do with that and nothing else. And we're reading into it like, whoa, whoa, something's got to be going on, right? Mm. Or maybe not. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. When we get back, will we have news for you? You got to stay tuned to find out. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Severe thunderstorm warning for my area.
Bart. I hope it's just your area, man.
But it's been,
is it coming this way? Is it going up? Like where is it coming
from? Well, no, normally it would have already gone through Jersey, through the city before it gets to Long Island. So
that means it's coming up the coast.
You know what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen? I'm going to have news to break. And just as I do, power's going to go out.
Man.
I'm going to be like, and this just in, sources are.
You're going to call in from walkie-talkie. Going to be chirping.
Oh, my God, right?
You going to chirp us?
I'll be on. Yeah, right. I'll be on CB. Be like Stranger Things. We just like to get the realistic, you know, CB radios. that's it. That's literally what's happening right now outside. Literally. Like it's end of days. Which means, of course, something good's going to happen.
After the storm, usually, it's a rainbow. So after you miss out on Donovan Mitchell, the rainbow comes.
Maybe or maybe not. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Will is in Ohio. What's up, Will? Why can't I? There it is.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, first of all, I want to shout out one of the best football players in the game, to me, defensive-wise, and that's Mr. Bart. What's up, sir?
What up?
I had a question for the panel. I know you guys are talking about Donovan Mitchell and everything. Mm-hmm. I had a nice little ideal of a trade. I feel like my Memphis Grizzlies, I'm from Memphis originally. I feel like we should make a bid for him. I think he'll fit in great with us. We just need that experienced veteran that's going to be sound, that's just going to come in and just mentor and just play his role.
What do you have to give?
Bang.
What are you giving me?
I would say Dylan Brooks. We got a whole slew full of draft picks. Mm-hmm. I think we got enough to get him.
Yeah, I hate it.
Hated it.
Why you hate it?
Yeah, I hate it. Because Memphis is really far away from New York. You already got Ja from me. You already took Ja from me, Will. Like, I can't.
So this is a personal
thing. I can't let that happen. This is very personal. It's 100% personal. Damn it. Can't we have something?
I mean, the Knicks, maybe they could go into the draft for their kid for next year that the Spurs are tanking for. Maybe they can wait for him.
A French center. That always works out for the Knicks.
We love French players over here in New York.
By the way, this dude from France, he's like 7'4". He's insane. Like, watch him play, and he looks ridiculously good. And I'm thinking to myself, like, if you're the Knicks, are you sure you can draft a French center after what happened all those years ago with Frederick Weiss? Of course not. We're back in 10 seconds.
Come and see, come and saw.
Bart and Hahn.
Hey, tell him, Bart. Tell him.
Because people don't be hearing. So I'm tired of saying that. That go for head coaches. That go for coordinators. That go for general managers. Yeah. And so, but pretty much everybody that you see running the league now at one point and got thrown in the cold tub or snowball head to head.
Because they doubted you. Because they doubted you.
Well, because they were a place. Like, all these people that's running, they were people that weren't who they are today when they were around me. I know everything they know. They don't know everything I know. Put it like that.
It's Bart and Han. That's what you need to know. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And by the way, the road to the rematch is on. Bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunez, they go head-to-head as coaches.
Would they ever fight?
On the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN Plus and sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
This fight taking longer than Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather.
No, this is the series where they're coaching.
I know, but when are they going to fight? Because usually at the end of the series, they fight. Yeah, usually
Sit here and try to decipher, as we love to do, read the tea leaves. Donovan Mitchell, a couple hours ago, tweets, "Man, God is good." And that just has me just flipping out. Like, what does that mean? What's going down? So I'm hoping to get some info, but we're running out of show here. And see if anything or nothing is going to happen at some point on this front. But there is a belief that something is eventually going to happen with Donovan Mitchell. And a lot of people in New York are hoping it is with the Knicks. But as I've warned you since April, I wouldn't sleep on the Heat. It's always about Pat Riley, and they're always up to something. So just putting that out there. Meanwhile, Bart, something we talked about earlier in the show, but I want to come back to, because the Giants are bringing back their uniform style from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lawrence Taylor, the Carl Banks, glory days. I always liked it. So instead of the NJ on the side, it was all caps, block letter Giants with the underline. Real creative, you know, just Giants. That's what they are.
Captain Literal Man is.
Right. But I like that look. It's a cool look. Is there a throwback uniform that you feel like I'd love for them to bring this uniform back?
I tell you what, I like the Jets, the old Boomer Esiason Jets with the white, and they had the Jets on the side. Maybe the block colors was just that was the thing back in the day.
Yeah, that's all it said was Jets. At least there was a little bit of a jet in the logo on the side of the helmet.
Yeah. I mean,
but then Parcells brought back
that's
the
a
real
different color green. That's a different color green too.
Yes. Yeah, that's the deeper green. Yeah, the 80s style, again, just the same as the Giants.
Limited dye. Yeah, limited dye options.
You sweat too much in it, it's stuck. But
I tell you what, I'm going back to the old school Denver Broncos, the John Elways, the Broncos were the first team to kind of modernize their uniform with the little slit down the side and stuff like that. You know, I like the original John Elway joints, the big orange crush ones. You know what I mean?
How about the Dallas Cowboys jersey hasn't changed that much, right?
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, even their throwback is still everything's kind of the same.
Like, they've kept it pretty classic. It's almost like the Yankees. Like, the Yankees should never ever change. Like, never. There's no reason for that uniform to change.
I love the Patriots throwback. That red shirt. That's dope.
The Steve Grogan.
Yeah.
Steve Grogan era when they lost to the Bears in the Super Bowl. Like that era.
Yeah, when they got the brakes beat off them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a corny looking helmet though, right? With Pat the Patriot.
Yeah, but the actual like red uniform and the white, it's cold. Like the problem with me, like I never went to a place that had like the best uniforms because like the Jets only have two colors, so you need that third color to be able to really play around with the uniform combinations. And the Ravens really they added the third color, but it really wasn't that third color.
No.
I mean they added the black and they added a little gold around it, but you can't do anything.
How about the Buccaneers? Should they ever go back to creamsicles?
Creamsicles? They do that every once in a while.
I don't like the creamsicles.
What about the old school Rick Meyer type of Seattle Seahawks joints?
I just threw up in my mouth with that crazy. Remember the Seahawk thing, like wrapped around the helmet? It's almost like
it was the whole bird
in some weird way.
Yeah, like he was moving faster than the speed of sound or something. Like
Not a fan of that. Like, again, the Niners really haven't changed much, right? There really hasn't been dramatic change in
Cleveland kind of changes the stripe here or there. They changed the helmet. One's orange, one's a different
football
color.
Football really hasn't seen dramatic change. Again, the Bucs had a major change in their look.
Yeah, Bucs, Seattle had a major change.
Seattle
the Broncos had a major change.
But nothing really jumps
out. Well, the Cardinals changed a little bit.
How about any other sports? I mean, do you want to see the Mets bring back the black jersey?
No, I want the new breed Pistons. No, that was a we don't speak about those years.
Oh my God! the one with the exhaust pipes.
Yeah.
We
don't speak. We don't speak
Lindsey
about
Hunter,
the
Allen Houston.
We don't really speak about those times.
Grant Hill hurt his ankle. We really don't speak about those. Those are dark days.
Those were terrible. Those were terrible. Do you remember when the Sacramento Kings had the last name under the number? Poor Kenny Smith was playing for them. And it was like, you didn't have it above the, you had it below the number. Lower back tat is where your number was. It was almost like, why would you do that?
We call that the stamp.
Is that the stamp?
Yeah, it's a stamp. They had the stamp.
It's unfortunate that he would have that kind of stamp. Ron's in Reno. What's up, Ron?
You guys are cracking me up. And Bart, a couple of days ago, he brought up silver spoons when you guys were talking about shows. And I'm 47 around you guys' age. So.
Yep,
but
in that wheelhouse.
The Pistons uniform and then the 76ers ugly 90s uniform. Do you remember those?
Oh, the Jerry Stackhouse era uniforms. Those were terrible. Yeah.
But I tell you what, maybe.
And the Houston Rockets uniform from the 90s.
I actually like those better, Charles Barkley, the oldest Thorpes.
With the pinstripes?
No, the oldest Thorpes.
No. When Charles was there, they had pinstripes.
Yeah,
hey, Charles, it wasn't slimming.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean?
I do like the old oldest Thorpes, though.
Well, yeah, no, the original.
The red and yellow.
Yeah, Olajuwon, when they won the championships. Those were fine, but.
Yeah, the one.
Yeah, I like the choice with the Giants is a good choice. That's good to see. And that's the way to go. But for some teams, you probably should leave well enough alone. All right, no Donovan Mitchell news for you, Knicks fans.
We'll see you guys next week. It's been real.
All the best.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.